Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, For Cause and Comrades, Why Men Fought in the Civil War is a work of Civil War social and military history by James M. McPherson, published by Oxford University Press in 1997. Rather than retelling campaigns or concentrating on generals, the book asks why ordinary Union and Confederate soldiers enlisted, endured hardship, and continued fighting through a long and destructive war. McPherson bases his analysis on an unusually large body of firsthand evidence, especially soldiers' letters and diaries, allowing the men to explain their motives in their own language. The book examines patriotism, ideology, duty, honor, religion, comradeship, discipline, and morale, while comparing the attitudes of soldiers on both sides. Its central contribution is to challenge the assumption that Civil War soldiers quickly became disillusioned or fought mainly from coercion, habit, or fear. McPherson argues that many remained attached to the causes they believed the war represented, even as suffering and casualties increased. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, letters and diaries as evidence for soldiers' inner motives. McPherson's most distinctive method is his sustained use of private writings rather than official reports, memoirs written long after the war, or battlefield narratives alone. The book draws on over 25,000 letters and around 250 diaries from Union and Confederate soldiers, making motivation the central historical problem rather than a secondary detail. This source base matters because soldiers often wrote to family members, friends, and themselves with a degree of immediacy that later public accounts could not preserve. Their words reveal how they understood enlistment, fear, hardship, politics, death, and duty while events were unfolding. At the same time, McPherson's method requires careful interpretation. The surviving record favors literate soldiers and those whose papers were preserved, so it cannot represent every voice equally. The book's strength is not that it captures every soldier, but that it analyzes a large and varied body of firsthand testimony to identify patterns in motivation. This makes the study both empirical and interpretive, connecting personal experience to broader wartime culture. Secondly, Union soldiers link the war to liberty, nationhood, and Republican government for Union soldiers. McPherson shows that the meaning of the war often combined patriotism with a political understanding of the American experiment. Many did not view their service merely as obedience to the federal government or as defense of territory. They saw the survival of the Union as tied to the future of self-government, constitutional order, and Republican liberty. As the war progressed, emancipation also became increasingly important for many Union soldiers, though attitudes varied and racism remained common. McPherson does not simplify Union motivation into a single anti-slavery ideal. Instead, he shows how soldiers could support the Union first, come to see slavery as the root of the rebellion, and gradually accept emancipation as a military and moral necessity. This layered argument is important because it avoids both romanticizing and reducing Union motivation. Soldiers fought for country, comrades, family honor, and political principles, with these motives often reinforcing rather than replacing one another. Thirdly, Confederate soldiers framed their cause through independence, home defense, and slavery's social order. McPherson treats Confederate motivation with the same attention to ideology that he applies to Union soldiers. Many Confederates describe their cause as a struggle for liberty, independence, and defense against invasion, drawing on the language of the American Revolution. Their letters frequently present themselves as protecting homes, communities, and regional rights. Yet the book also makes clear that this understanding cannot be separated from slavery and the racial order that underpinned the Confederacy. Not every Confederate soldier owned enslaved people, but many accepted or defended a society built around slavery. And the preservation of that society shaped their concept of liberty. McPherson's analysis is valuable because it explains how soldiers could sincerely speak of freedom while fighting for a polity founded on human bondage. He does not treat Confederate ideology as a mere mask for material interest, nor does he detach it from slavery. Instead, he shows how personal loyalty, local defense, race, and political independence formed a coherent wartime worldview for many Confederate soldiers. Fourthly, duty, honor. Religion and masculinity reinforced battlefield endurance. The book emphasizes that ideology alone does not fully explain why men stayed in the ranks after seeing combat, disease, exhaustion, and death. McPherson identifies a moral culture of duty and honor that made service a test of character. Soldiers feared disgrace, cowardice, and the judgment of family, neighbors, and comrades. This did not mean they lacked fear. Rather, fear was managed through shared expectations about manhood, courage, and obligation. Religion also played an important role for many soldiers. Belief in providence, divine judgment, and an afterlife could make death more comprehensible and sacrifice more meaningful. And these forces operated alongside patriotism, not apart from it. A soldier could fight for a political cause, remain because of loyalty to companions, and interpret suffering through religious faith. McPherson's treatment of these motives helps explain persistence under conditions that would otherwise seem irrational. The book presents endurance as a product of overlapping moral, social, and spiritual commitments. Lastly, comradeship and morale complicated the idea of inevitable disillusionment. A major argument of For Cause and Comrades is that Civil War soldiers did not simply move from enthusiasm to cynicism in a straight line. McPherson acknowledges war weariness. Fear, desertion, anger at officers, and frustration with government policy, but he argues that many soldiers continued to connect their suffering to meaningful causes. Comradeship was central to this process. Soldiers fought beside men from the same communities or regiments, and loyalty to the unit could sustain them when abstract ideals felt distant. The opinions of fellow soldiers also created pressure to remain reliable in battle. Morale depended on leadership, supplies, victories, defeats, letters from home, and confidence that sacrifice had a purpose. By examining both Union and Confederate testimony, McPherson shows that morale was dynamic rather than fixed. It could decline after hardship and revive after political or military developments. This nuanced view challenges simple theories that soldiers fight only because of discipline, coercion, or immediate group survival. In conclusion, For Cause and Comrades is best suited for readers who want to understand the Civil War from the perspective of the men who fought it rather than through strategy, diplomacy, or political leadership alone. It is especially useful for students of Civil War history, military history, social history, and anyone interested in how ordinary people attach meaning to violence and sacrifice. The book offers practical intellectual benefits by showing how historians use private writings as evidence, how motives can be mixed rather than singular, and how political ideas become personal obligations in wartime. Its value lies in its balance. McPherson neither romanticizes soldiers as pure idealists nor reduces them to victims of coercion or social pressure. Compared with many Civil War books that focus on battles, generals, or government policy, this work stands out for placing soldier motivation at the center of analysis. Compared with broader narrative histories, it offers a more intimate and evidentiary account of morale, belief, and endurance. The result is a concise but substantial study that helps explain not only why men enlisted, but why many continued to fight after the true cost of the war was unmistakable. If you would like to support James M. McPherson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.